Well, my project is about ecological restoration. Fire exclusion has led to dense, young, ponderosa pine forests in the southwestern states. These stands can alter the soil microclimate and the understory vegetation. So I was looking at the decomposition rates and how they change, as well as soil respiration rates. Treatments were implemented in 2003, and they included the closed, opened, and thinned, and this kind of gives you a depiction of how different they look. The parameters I measured, respiration, pH, the moisture was not affected by soil parent material type, and the parent material types were limestone, benmorite, and basalt. The pH was not significantly different with treatment. The benmorite was actually the lowest in the pH, but it was similar to the basalt in respiration and temperature. The limestone soils had the highest soil respiration, but the lowest soil temperature, so a little weird there. The only soil parameter that I measured that was affected by grazing, which are these exposures here, was soil temperature. And based off of all of this, it can be kind of determined that the soil parametrial type and the restoration treatment type will have an effect on soil chemical and biological properties. And I have a poster if you want to come ask questions. These are just preliminary results.
Never had so many people go under time in a rabbit before. I'm more intimidating in email than I think I am. All right, so that's the end of what we have this year for the rapid session. So I'd like to give all of our rapid presenters a round of applause. And